John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Maybe you have no plans for tonight. Maybe you'd like to do something this weekend. Well, this gentleman will be at Helium Comedy Club tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. One show tonight, two Saturday at 7:30 and 10. You can always get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Ladies and gentlemen, the well-traveled, the incredibly, a man with a diet that is beyond anything you could possibly imagine. Josh Wolf is here. Good morning.
I've never been intro'd by my diet before. That is, it's really spectacular. I appreciate that. I plan on wrecking whatever kind of diet I had this weekend. I don't even know if you, I'm not saying I smoke a lot of weed, but my diet is pretty particular. You know, you know what's funny though? I have been known to smoke a little weed.
Uh-huh.
And I also, a couple of years ago, I got diagnosed as pre-diabetic because every night I would go to bed and I would eat 3 bags of Skittles. Not joke. One regular, one tropical, one sour. And I would put them all in one bowl and I would eat them like popcorn.
The sour's banging.
So good. But you mix with the tropical and the original. Stop it! Every morning I would wake up and I would use the mirror as my doctor. I'd look in the mirror. I'd be like, I'm fine. And then I went to the doctor and the doctor was like, hey, man, like your blood is like syrup. Like, what are you doing? And I was like, well, I ate some Skittles. He was like, how much? I go, 3 bags every night. He's like, that's insane. You can't do that. So I had to change my diet. So now I smoke a lot of weed, but now it's like, you know, nobody gets high and is like, where are the almonds? You know what I mean? But I'm high. Now I'm like, oh, I can't wait to dig into those unsalted cashews. Like that. It's a real bummer, but that's where I am. You know what I mean? I'm eating kale chips at 3 in the morning. Shoot me. But you got to do what you got to do. It's so depressing. I've come, you know, though, but it's better now. Like when you're a stoner and you have not a lot of money and every night you play, you ever play that game, What's in the Fridge? And you kind of combine things. I ate an almond and mayonnaise sandwich once, it was delicious. But you try choking down an almond on white bread when you got no saliva in your mouth. I almost died in my kitchen. You know what I mean? Wow. It was like a fight in my mouth. Yeah. But you know what's even crazier? Okay, so L.A., we have legal weed.
Yeah. Well, the last time you were here, you were waiting for the cards to go away.
The wait is over.
The wait is over.
Yeah. But you have to be 21 to get in.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can be 18 and get your medical.
Right, okay.
Which I don't like because I have an 18-year-old.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I ran into him in the store where I buy my weed. So I walk in.
I wonder what influenced that.
Yeah, I walk in. I'll check my parenting book. I walk in and I go, I see him. I go, hey, man. And he goes, oh, hey. I go, what are you doing here? He goes, well, I think the same thing you're doing here, right? And then he went and put his wallet away. I go, what are you doing? He goes, well, you're here, bro. You're buying, right? I go, no, dude, this is not. We didn't just leave your Little League game. You know what I mean? I'm not buying you 3 scoops of OG Kush. That's not how this works. You got to buy your own drugs. You know what I mean? I don't know any dad who's been like, you know what I'm going to get you for your next birthday? 8 edibles. That's not how we don't do that.
There was a report just last week about how 35 plus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's smoking pot again.
Across
the country, whether it's legal or not.
Well, right? You know, it's even more interesting. You find that, and I get reached out to a lot. It's forget 35 plus, 65 plus.
Yeah.
They're not smoking. They're all taking edibles.
Right. Oh, really?
They don't want to smoke because it's not as healthy for you, but they're all taking edibles. And I know a lot of younger people are like, I can't believe the older. I'm like, those are the original weed smokers.
Yeah.
They were smoking weed and having sex in puddles. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't care what was happening. They were rubbing mud on their body. They were living life. They're taking edibles. I have a lot of older couples come to my show.
Mm-hmm.
high out of their minds. And they come up to me after the show. They're like, hey, we really enjoyed your show. I'm like, how high are you? They're so high. They love it. They're like, these edibles have brought us back into the weed world. I think it's great. You know, because you know what helps people over the 65 drive? Edibles. Because, you know, they weren't good enough drivers as it is. I need them going slower. I need their blinkers on when they leave their driveway. That's exactly what I need. You know, the traffic in L.A. has gotten worse since they legalized weed because everybody's doing 8 miles an hour. It's so, the line in and out is crazy now. I can't even believe it. Seriously, the drive-thru line at the in and out, it was long before.
Right.
Yeah. But now you get off the freeway. You're like, why is there a line? What's going on? And a mile away, there's an in and out. You can smell those fries from a mile away.
I went, there's this on, I think it's on Sunset. There's an In-N-Out, and then like on the corner there is a Chick-fil-A.
Oh yeah. My God, that sounds like traffic hell.
The Chick-fil-A, all right, and especially like 1 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock at night, or you know, something like that. You go past, they have dual lines.
It's never not full,
right? Dual lines for a drive-thru. They have two drive-thru, you know, bays.
Yeah,
right. And the line of cars goes around the block.
Yeah.
And that's what legal marijuana does for you.
Yeah, legal marijuana has really improved the drive-through business, which is crazy because maybe we shouldn't all be driving. But I will tell you, I mean, you don't. Nobody should get in a car high or drunk. But if you had to pick one, we would all pick the high person to get in the car.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, because you know you're stopping for food, which is cool. That's a nice little... And really, do you need your seatbelt for 4 miles an hour? Really, do you need your seatbelt? I mean, yeah. Do you need
especially
it?
Especially when you have those 10-mile-an-hour bumpers.
Okay. So, I had a little bit of a weed scare. So, I don't... Okay. I'm not...
The mayo and almonds?
It's worse than that. Okay. So I perform at the Comedy Store when I'm in town.
Okay.
And when I drive home, sometimes it's super late. And it's super late, 1 in the morning, there's nobody on the road. I take the streets, and near my house, Ventura Boulevard is straight and wide.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 miles from my house is when I'll light up a joint. Why 2 miles? I appreciate you asking. Because 2 miles, I found through a lot of trial and error, takes 3 songs.
Okay.
At the end of those 3 songs is when the weed really kicks in. It's when I pull into my driveway. 2 miles, 3 songs. You pull into your driveway, the weed hits, you're high, you walk into your house, almonds, and you're ready to go, you know? So I decide I hit the 2 mile mark. There's nobody on the road. I decide I'm going to pick up 3 Allman Brothers songs, what I'm going to listen to.
Okay.
And I light up a joint, I'm hotboxing myself. And I pick out the 3rd song, and I'm ready to rock and roll. I press play. As soon as I press play, I let out a huge puff of smoke, and I look up, and I see a sign that says, you are now entering a DUI checkpoint. And I was like, oh, no. Now, what's my first instinct? My first instinct is turn around.
Yeah.
But you know why I didn't do that? Is because for sure the cops have thought of that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no way. There's no way you can get out of a DUI by just, like, turning your car around. Like, I don't know. I'm not driving over there. You know? So I go, okay, I got to go through. I roll down the windows, get a little air going, and I'm in a long line of cars. And at the other end of the line, there's a police officer. And he's either letting people go through or he's pulling them over. So I'm in the line, and 1 song goes by, and I'm like, oh, no. Tick-tock, tick-tock, everybody. At the end of that 3rd song, I'm going to jail. Do you know what I mean? So,
it's like an action movie.
Yeah, let's pick up the pace here. There's a running clock at the bottom. 2nd song goes by. I'm in the middle of the line. I'm starting to count cars, seeing how long he's taking for each car. Math right now, not my strong point. I'm a little high, you know. We get near the front. The 3rd song ends. I'm super high. But there's 1 car in front of me, and it's a minivan, and he lets her go by. And when he lets her go by, I get a small glimpse of hope because I'm like, oh, he's letting people go through, right? There's hope. So as I'm pulling up to the police officer, anybody's ever been pulled over before? You've been pulled over?
Yeah, of course.
Right, or high. Right. All I'm thinking to myself as I'm pulling up is, all right, just don't look high.
Right.
Right? Just look as least high as you possibly can. So I'm practicing my not high face in the rearview mirror. I'm practicing it. I did a couple blue steals. I'm really working on some stuff that I think is not high. So when I pull up, I land on a face that I like. When I pull up, I ended up doing this to the guy. Which is like a weird Forrest Gump large smile.
Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah. I went full like, hey, Lieutenant Dan, you know what I mean? And so as soon as I did that, he was like, can you pull it over for me? And I go, yeah, I pull it over. So he comes over and he knocks on the window. And I rolled it down like an inch, maybe. Right. And because I rolled it down an inch, it was the only thing he could fit in the car. He stuck his lips in my car. And he was like, can you roll it down a little more for me? But I was high, and I could only see his mouth. Because the top. So I only saw his mouth moving in the car. And when you're high, that is funny. You know what I mean? So I just saw his mouth. I'm like, oh, my God, say something else. And he goes, roll down the window. And I was like, got it. So I rolled down the window the whole way. And as soon as I do, he stuck his head in my car like a velociraptor, and he started sniffing the side of my face. Just, and I was freaking out because, like, for sure you could see the heartbeat in the side of my neck. And you know when you can feel your heartbeat in every orifice? You know when you can feel your heartbeat in your butthole? You know what I mean? Like when it's really pounding it out. And so I was like, oh, no, no, I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail for sure. But as soon as he put his head in the car, he put it out, and he said, well, you don't smell like alcohol or marijuana. And I actually said to him, I don't, because I was surprised. Because I had been smoking weed 50 feet ago. How do I not smell? I was a little mad at the dude who sold me the weed. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm like, God, that's some bunk weed. I should smell like weed right now. So he said, no, he's actually caught on to it. And he said, do you think you should smell like it? I go, no. I was just at the Comedy Store. Sometimes someone will spill a beer on you, or I'm in the parking lot with the other comics and they smoke weed, you know. Oh, I was throwing everybody under the bus. Dude. Yeah. I didn't care who it was.
Yeah.
So he goes, well, you don't smell like it. And he said, and your eyes look fine. And I actually was thinking to myself, well, you're pretty bad at your job, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm really high. I don't feel safe driving through this checkpoint, to tell you the truth. I don't know who you left your head of me. You're not good at your job. But, yeah, I had a little bit of a weed scare, you know.
Josh Wolf is appearing tonight for one show, two tomorrow and Saturday at 7:30 and 10. Tickets are always available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001.
Can I plug my I just put out my special.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I just put it out this week. I shot it and produced it myself.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, you know what? I had some networks starting to give me notes on my jokes. And I was like, you know what?
Nothing.
I don't need to do that anymore.
Right.
So it's available on my website, everybody. It's $5. You go. It's yours to keep. ComedianJoshWolf.com. Please go check it out. It's called Father of the Year.
Uh-huh.
If you like stories, I start the special with one story and I end on the same story. It's
okay.
Like one long story. But check it out. It's a good ride.